Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's an issue you'd like to discuss or a Bible question we can answer, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-322-2742. Again, it's 844-322-2742. Lines available right now. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. You know, one of the questions we get quite often and have over the last several years, especially in light of all the current events, is a question about the mark of the beast. Can we, as believers, get the mark of the beast? And that's why we're doing a really deep dive into the gospel this month, so we can answer some questions exactly like that. And here's a powerful passage in the book of Ephesians. Paul writes this: in him we were chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. So what were we predestined to be? To the praise of his glory. That's what this is all about. And then he says this: and you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation. So when that message of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection hits a human heart, and that person responds with faith, they are included in Christ. They are baptized by the Spirit of God into the body of Christ. And this is both Jew and Gentile. So we're not talking about a Jewish message and a Gentile message. We're talking about one single message, the message of Christ, that when received in faith, adds a person to the body of Christ. So this is the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. So when you believed, you were marked out by God, and you were given a permanent mark. It's the indwelling Holy Spirit, and he's a deposit guaranteeing the redemption that is to come at his second appearing, at Christ's second appearing.
Yes.
So this mark guarantees that we're saved from the wrath to come. There will be no marks, other marks that we will receive. We have already received the one eternal mark that guarantees our salvation.
What and good that, news that is.
Oh, I'm telling you, that is the promised Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That's what this gospel is all about. It's a message that marks out people for God's own possession. When we come to Christ by faith, we belong to God. He is our God. We are his people, and that will never change. That's an eternal thing.
As always, it's good news coming to you from Basic Gospel. This is Basic Gospel on the radio dial, and we're glad that you've joined us. We have plenty of open lines, though calls beginning to come in. That toll-free number, 844-322-2742. If you live in the U.S. or Canada, that's a toll-free call, 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's start in Morristown, New Jersey, and talk with Anthony, listening to us on WMCA. Anthony, welcome to Basic Gospel.
Good afternoon, brothers. Thank you for taking the call. My question is in regards to scriptural-based divine healing and how to get the healing of God through Christ to manifest in the natural realm in our physical bodies. Can you bring that to light through Scripture, how to get someone who might be attacked with whether infirmity or an affliction or a long-term chronic issue that they're trusting God for deliverance, healing in that area for?
Well, Anthony, very, very good question and a very interesting question, because we all have, affirmities and things that we deal with in life that we would like healing for, that we would like supernatural intervention to bring about healing. And sometimes that happens and sometimes it doesn't. That's just reality. But as we talked about, all of that is for God's purpose and glory. You know, I remember growing up, one of our friends, one of their daughters, had cancer, and it was a very severe cancer. And boy, the whole community prayed for her, and people visited her, and they poured oil on her, and they did all sorts of things. And everybody had hopes that she would be healed. But she wasn't healed of that cancer. She died. Her body died, and it was a sad funeral. But as we look back, as the church and the community look back, we did see it was for God's glory, because so many people came to know Christ through that whole ordeal, through that whole experience. And she didn't receive physical healing, but through that whole situation, there were a whole bunch of people that received spiritual healing, who came to life in Jesus Christ, who recognized that there has to be more, and they started searching, and they found their answer in Jesus. So you look at that and say, God worked it all together for good. This girl was absent from the body, and immediately in the presence of God with Jesus. What better place to be than right there with him? And then so many other people have gained that same hope, that when they were absent from the body, they're going to be present with the Lord as well. So there's that aspect of it. There's other people I know. Matter of fact, I was in Canada not too long ago on a television program there, and I met with a couple, and they've written a book about this guy's experience, and he had cancer and cancer of the lungs, and now he's cancer free. And they tell that story, and God has used that. And the story is, not only is he cancer free, but there's a lot of people that were along that journey who have come to know Christ, who have been made alive as a result of how God worked in that situation. So there's no one answer. It's just how God is going to uniquely work in each and everybody's circumstance. Now, I know, Anthony, there's a lot of things that we experience, you know, spiritually, anxiety, those sort of things. How that type of healing is manifested in us is when we come to truth. Jesus said, "You'll know truth, and truth will set you free." A lot of times, the anxiety and those types of things that we experience in life are a result of bad thinking, of error in our minds. We've bought the world system. We've bought into some unrealistic expectation. We have a misplaced dependency in life. And as a result of that, we get ourselves in a mess. And the only way out of that is through truth.
And you know what? And that's, you know, we're looking for a big sensational answer, but the bottom line, it really has to do with truth, because, you know, if you have error, you can be, you know, moved up, down, left, and right. But if you're standing on the truth and you know it and you're in it, you know, you can't be moved. But what happens is we usually get rocked with a situation that we see. You know, we're supposed to walk by faith and not by sight, but we're human and we see a lot of things every day. And sometimes that is stronger truth than what the truth is sometimes. And I think that's the battle that we go through. But I thank you for, you know, bringing it back to it's about the truth. You know, it's really about the truth, and that's our focus, you know.
Absolutely, Anthony. It's where we live as believers, in grace and truth. And you know, there's a world out there that's built on deception and lies, and so we're bombarded with those lies every day, constantly. I mean, we see them in films, we see them in television programs, we read them on billboards, we see, you know, we have to live in a world system that is anti-God, anti-Jesus. That's just where we live. And so the only way to live in that and to find a solid footing is in truth. There's no other place to stand, and that's what the scripture encourages us to do.
Well, thank you. Thank you, brother. I appreciate the explanation. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome, Anthony. Thanks for your call. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Wanted to invite you, Anthony. We're going to be in New York over the weekend at King's College for the Simply Grace Tour. We'd love for you to come and join us for that. We'll put you on hold and tell you how you can come and be a part of it. But we want to invite all of our New York listeners or anyone to come to New York City this weekend and join us for this.
Yeah, all you need to do to get all the information and register online is go to our website, basicgospel.net. Click the events tab. All the information is there, and we hope you'll take advantage of it. Also, 2 weeks later, Washington, D.C., that particular tour stop, we hope you'll take advantage of that, those of you listening on WAVA there in the Washington area. Again, the events tab is where you need to go at basicgospel.net. Well, guys, we have open lines at 844-322-2742. Again, toll free, 844-322-2742. Plenty of lines available right now and plenty of time on the clock. Guys, a question that sometimes we just kind of sigh and say that question again, but it's one that needs to be clarified over and over again so that everyone clearly understands what salvation is all about. The question from Lee, who writes to us, she says, can a homosexual be saved while living in the homosexual lifestyle? And if they are saved, if they choose to continue to live in that lifestyle, will they go to heaven?
Well, very interesting question, timely question in light of what's going on out there in the world today. You know, the real issue with all of us is not the sins that we're manifesting, but the root of that. And the root of that is unbelief. And somebody that's an unbeliever is dead spiritually. So the gospel offers life. That's what the gospel offers. Now, there's a lot of people that come to Christ that give lip service to Jesus, but really what they're coming to Christ to do is to negotiate,
yes,
to say, Lord, you know, this is the lifestyle that I'm in. This is what I like to do. This is what I would like to continue to do, but I would like your blessing in moving forward. So I'm going to offer you something in hopes that I will get something back in return, that I can go on living this lifestyle guilt-free, knowing that you're okay with it. So it's a negotiation, but that's not what the gospel is all about. The gospel starts with death, it goes into burial, and then it ends in resurrection. And so what the gospel calls us to do is to die to our old way of life, to bury that old way of life, and then be raised to walk in a brand new life. And that's a life that is lived by faith in the resurrected Christ. And so at that point, we are saying he is Lord and God, and we are submitting ourselves to his ways and to his truth and to his purposes for us. So whatever that might be. And if you know that God loves you, you're okay surrendering everything that you are to him. So that's how the gospel bids us come. It says, empty those hands, leave all of that behind, and come and receive Christ in this new life. So I think when we explain the gospel that way, and really bring people to that point, we're going to see genuine conversions. And we're going to see people then being shaped and formed by the living Christ working in and through them. So that's what this gospel message is. And we see Jesus doing a lot of that in the Gospels, don't we? The rich young ruler, go and sell all that you have.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to hang on to that. And he walked away sad because that's what defined him. That's what his life was all about. It was in what he had, in those riches, in that wealth. But that's not life. And so that's what we have to come to grips with. Whatever we think is good that's here from the world, so to speak, it's nothing in comparison to what we can have in Christ. So God is saying, leave those worldly things behind and take hold of this eternal life that is yours in Jesus.
Yes, indeed. Well, again, 844-322-2742, plenty of open lines. We want to hear from you. Again, 844-322-2742. Question from Teresa, who lives in New York. Wanta, as a matter of fact, on Long Island. She says, "Hi, brothers in Christ. I'm counting the days and really looking forward to the Simple Gospel Simply Grace Tour event coming up on the 24th. My question is," she says, "how do you respond to the question, why is it essential to a Christian's life to read God's Word daily?" Thank you. That's from Teresa on Long Island.
Well, essential is, I think, a good word there. A lot of times we think, as a believer, you have to read the Word. It's necessary. If you don't, God's going to get you. And so we make reading the Word of God a legalistic obligation instead of a privilege. And I think we have to first understand what the Word of God is. It's not a rule book. It's not a list of rules and regulations. It's not a guide to daily living. It's a book about Jesus. It is God's testimony about Jesus. It's basically God's love letter to us in the person of Jesus Christ and his finished work through his death, burial, and resurrection. And when you see it in that light, then reading the Word of God is not an obligation. It becomes just this great joy. I'm diving in to get to know the most compelling figure that's ever walked this planet, to really understand what makes him tick, and to see this great spiritual battle that he has won, that he has orchestrated in such a way that we can be rescued and experience new life in him. And so when you see it in that light, it's just such a privilege to get into the Word of God and read and read and read. You just can't get enough of it. But it also gives us truth. Yes. We learn what truth is as we read the Word of God. And that is so necessary for us to know what truth is in this world in which we live, because everything that comes our way from the world is not based on truth. It's based on something different. It's based on deception and lies and empty and hollow philosophies. And so truth enables us to discern those things, to kind of cut through it and see them for what they really are, and discard them, and really stay focused on Jesus and what he has for us in his death, burial, and resurrection.
Now, one of the things that I think causes us to be confused on really good stuff like reading the Bible, or like praying, like going to church, is that we have, in general, fallen for the world system and the way it compares things. And we use a great term for it in the world system. It's called benchmarking. If I have a company and you have a similar company and you're more successful than I am, I want to look at how you do what you do so that I can import some of that process into my company. And we do that in Christianity as well. We've done it for hundreds of years. We look around the organization or around the city that we live in or around the country, and we look for successful Christians, people we kind of identify as successful Christians. And we look at them and we say, what are they doing?
They've become the benchmark.
And so I will go talk to Bob Davis or to Bob Christopher or somebody else, and what is it that you do? And I hear things, common things among that. Well, I read the Bible. I pray. I have a small group or a church or something like that. And we immediately leap on to the how-to and ignore the why. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I've benchmarked a friend of mine and my friend's Christianity and tried to make his behaviors or her behaviors mine, as if that's going to improve my Christianity, I've just fallen down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, if we don't understand the why, the what is never going to make sense.
Never going to
make
sense.
But if we understand the why, then the what just follows.
Yeah, it just takes care of itself.
It really does just take care of itself. So we have this opportunity to know the God of the universe. Mm-hmm. That's what eternal life is to know the one true God and the one whom he sent, Jesus,
yes,
Christ, his only son. That's defined as eternal life. Well, how are we going to get to do that? Well, through reading the Word of God. So when we understand that's the why, then reading the Word of God, the what, becomes, duh, I want to. This,
yes,
is the most awesome thing in the world. So
yes,
figure out the why and then you'll know the what.
It's not for nothing that we say, fix your eyes on Jesus.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. Well, friends, as you well know, for the past week, we've been observing the celebration of Bob Christopher's birthday, and today is the very final day of a very special offer that we've had in place, and that, of course, is the Kindle ebook version of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, Bob's book, for only $1.99. So that's good through midnight tonight, and we hope that if you have not already taken advantage of this, you would do so today, because it's a wonderful, wonderful value, $1.99 for Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, the Kindle ebook version. And to find your copy, simply go to SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com and click Amazon Kindle. So take advantage of that while it's still available, and I know that you're going to be blessed by reading Simple Gospel, Simply Grace.
And Amazon has a wonderful feature. You know, usually when you think of giving a gift to somebody, a book, you're thinking about the physical book. So you might buy 10 copies of that and you pass it out. Well, the Kindle version is available through a gift option. So you can buy several copies of it for $1.99. You could buy 10 copies, spend $20. You have 10 copies, and then you can send those out as gifts. And there is a gift link on the Amazon Kindle page. You'll just click that and follow the instructions. And you can send Simple Gospel, Simply Grace to a whole bunch of people at a very reduced price, very cheap price. So take advantage of that. Today's the last day, as you said.
Absolutely. So again, go to SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com and click Amazon Kindle. Well, guys, a question from Christopher, who listens online from South Africa. Question says, as believers, are we favored by God when living on planet Earth? Before coming to believe that Christ is my Savior, did I have God's grace in my life? When I reflect back, it most certainly appears so. What does the Scripture say? And he closes by saying, many thanks for your continued ministering of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. Love to you all and your families. That's from Christopher in South Africa.
Well, there is a term called common grace, and we all experience the common grace of God. We have breath, we have life because of God's grace to all of us.
Plants grow, rain falls.
Yes, all of those things are God's grace being poured out on all of mankind. But the grace that is found in Jesus Christ, the unique grace of God that we Christians experience, is the grace that makes us alive together with Christ and then empowers us to live as children of God in this world today. So that's the grace of God that we're talking about. And in that, being made alive together with Christ, having the Spirit come and indwell us, then we have his presence with us. And that is the sign of God's favor above all other signs, his presence. That's what Moses longed for. That's what Moses wanted, to have the presence of God with the people of Israel. Yes. Well, in Christ, we have his presence with us at all times, with the promise that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So we're always in God's favor. We're in that realm of grace.
Yes.
Once we went from death to life, we stepped out of the world into the grace of God. And we can never get outside of God's favor. Now, we may think we're outside of God's favor. We may act sometimes like we're out of God's favor. But if we're in Christ, we're in God's favor, in his grace, 100% of the time. That's good news.
That is good news. And Christopher, hope you're listening online or however. And thanks to you and to Teresa Lee and for Anthony for calling earlier to be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel. We're glad that everybody was here today, and we look forward to another edition tomorrow. In the meantime, please keep in mind that Basic Gospel is a listener-supported ministry. We are dependent upon you, God's people, for the support ongoing that we can keep the good news on the air. And if you can make a contribution right now, why, we would genuinely appreciate it. All you need to do is go to our website, basicgospel.net. There's a donation link on every page, again, at basicgospel.net. We appreciate so much the partnership of many of you who have been with us through the months and years, and let's keep the good news coming, okay? Again, basicgospel.net, click donate on any page. Well, now for Bob and Richard and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow at the same time for another live edition of Basic Gospel. Have a great evening in the meantime. See you then. Bye-bye.